So our first presenter today is Rad Cunningham, and he's going to talk to us about a Legionella investigation in Washington State. So please welcome Rad.
Hey, everybody. So my name is Rad Cunningham, and I'm from the Washington State Department of Health, and I'm going to talk to you about so I'm not a Legionella expert, but I am an example of an epidemiologist who knew very little about Legionella and was able to build our state capacity to enough that we were able to do a competent investigation. And this was the first sort of on-site investigation that we did, and I kind of wanted to recount it. So this will be less of a like expert presentation and more of like a beginner's guide to like you can do this too if you want to in your states. So this is the Bellevue Stratford Hotel. It is the birthplace of Legionella as far as we know. And there was an outbreak there during an American Legion meeting in 1976, and that's where it got the name Legionnaires' disease. It is probable that at some less fancy hotels or areas that there were cases of Legionella, but this was a high-profile one, and it's where the CDC intervened, and I eventually identified the source, and they still have like samples of the water in their museum. If you ever are in Atlanta and want to check that out. So it's a gram-negative bacteria associated with water, and it's not communicated person to person except for that one time. And it's you have to aspirate the water somehow. You have to breathe in the water droplets, and the bacteria will get in your lungs that way, and it causes a pneumonia, or it also can cause Pontiac fever, which is a less severe version of Legionella that's rarely detected because people don't often seek treatment for it. Legionella outbreaks are growing as the number of Legionella outbreaks is increasing, and the proportion of water-borne outbreaks that are out of the total proportion, they're also increasing. So it's becoming a bigger and bigger issue in water management and water outbreak issues. And that's been true in Washington. Our Legionnaires' disease case reports have been going up consistently over the years, and we don't really know why. It could be a detection issue. People might be testing for it more, and it also could be that the water infrastructure is aging and climate is changing. I think that's maybe a dubious it's not changing fast enough to really affect it. And it could also be like water conservation efforts, because stagnant water will reduce the chlorine residual, and you could have Legionella growth. And so we don't really know what's happening. The common sources are most commonly it's potable water. The next most common sources are cooling towers, then hot tubs and decorative fountains. And when I first started this, I didn't really know what a cooling tower was, and so I was really excited that right behind me in the podium is the cooling tower. You can see the whole HVAC system. It's the big building in the back. You can check it out later. And we have some HVAC engineers here who could confirm or deny my inexpert assessment that is probably a cooling tower. So I was really excited when I got this room. So Washington State, we received Legionella funding in 2016, and it's a collaboration between environmental health and our communicable disease epidemiologist, who is right over there. And we're in separate offices, and it's been a great opportunity to collaborate. And in Washington State, it's the local counties that have jurisdiction. So we don't do anything unless they ask us for help, which they occasionally do. And sometimes, like the big counties like King County, where Seattle is, they can handle it. They've got all the expertise. The smaller counties more often are more likely to ask us for help. So the case presented in December 2016, and it was urine antigen positive. And the things I learned in the case presentation was that the urine antigen tests can detect Legionella pneumophila serogroup 1, but there are many other Legionellas that can cause disease that are not, that you can't test with that urine test. So you need a sputum test. And it's in healthcare professionals don't always take that sputum collection for a number of reasons. One of them is that Legionella presents with a dry cough, so it can often be difficult to do. But if you get anything, even spit, it's enough to help. So that's what I learned in that piece. Record review was, Vivian did that, and it was really helpful because when we talked to the the hospitals, they were sort of panicked about this Legionella thing, and they wanted us to test everything. And the record review was able to sort of narrow down the buildings that the patient had been in. And we sort of, it was a perfect starter case because the patient was, it was a mental health facility and the patient was full assist. So her medical records had exactly where she was at all times over the 10 days. Like she wasn't able to move herself. And so as far as like a case history, that's often the hardest part of a Legionella investigation. We got a very, softball, environmental like record review. So that was great. And it was able to help us focus in really narrowly on the water systems we needed to test. And so what I learned in this step is that the facility had 30 buildings, and when I first saw that, I was like, oh my God, they want us to test all these buildings. Like, we're going to be there forever. We don't have enough bottles, you know, for the water. But luckily, we didn't have to do that. We bought these Legionella response kits, and they cost us about $1,400, and we have two kits, and just in case we had two investigations going at once, and we sort of thought that we would be sending them out. And CDC has a nice like list of supplies, and so it was pretty cut and dry. We had a Todd Schoonover just visited me. He's our from our Department of Labor and Industries, and he's our sort of industrial hygiene consultant. So he made sure we were buying the right stuff and kind of came in and gave us a tutorial on how you use all of it, and which was really useful when we actually ended up doing the outbreak investigation. So the investigation, our investigation was 10 days after the case was diagnosed, and when we were there, they took us into, like, you know, the boiler room, like, underneath the hospital, and we were trying to sample the hot water interchangers because they aren't hot water heaters. It, like, heats it up and holds it in a tank. It's, like, a big thing that heats it up instantaneously. When they were opening that so that we could sample it, it broke, and it flooded the room. And the CDC, Jason Koontz is the environmental person to CDC, and he said, you know, bring the tools that you're going to need to open stuff, but make sure the facility staff does it. And this was a great example of why, like, it's really important to have the facility staff to do it, because if we had broken their interchanger, like, that would have been a liability and it would have been a terrible, but as it was, they were okay with it. Like, well, we broke it, it's no big deal. And the thing we also learned when we were doing the investigation is that the hospital was supplied by its own well, and the well water wasn't treated. And so I was sort of floored that we had this state-run hospital that was not treating its water. And so we didn't get, and they had recently, this wasn't in the slides, but they had recently switched to city water for a short period of time to get some chlorine residual in their system, sort of as a response to a different Legionella outbreak at a different hospital. And we think that might have sort of, that chlorine, getting a little bit of chlorine in there, like, caused some slough off from the biofilm, thank you. And then when they went to switch back to their well water, that biofilm was able to sort of culture, and that's sort of where we got the Legionella growth. And a few things I learned in this step was that Washington has scalding prevention rules, so you can't have water at the tap greater than 120 degrees, which is really good for scalding prevention, but it's not good for Legionella because Legionella grows up until about 120 degrees, so you'd want to get it hotter than that. But we weren't able to make that recommendation. And then in the mental health, it was a mental health facility. So mental health facilities, they'll do stuff like turn off the water to a part of the facility because people have just sort of compulsive, like, flushing behavior or compulsive drinking behavior, and they're trying to keep them safe. But when you turn off water somewhere and water stagnates, that gives Legionella an opportunity to grow. So then when you turn the water back on, or water systems that are sort of associated with those shutoff systems, it can distribute Legionella, like, it can grow and distribute Legionella in the system. And I also learned that there's only one elite certified lab in Washington. So elite certified labs are the ones who can serotype your Legionella for you. And so we had one of them, it's just a dude in his lab, you know, on Bainbridge Island, and so we've got a good relationship with him, but we're working on getting that lab capacity at our public health lab now, thanks to the ELC funding. That's a picture of the flooded, is that on your left? Yeah, of the flooded room, and on the right, that's Greg McKnight, he's my sort of partner in crime, up there trying to sample a ice machine and interpreting the results. So we got Five of our seven samples were positive for Legionella serotypes 2 through 15. And so the patient was positive for Legionella serotype 1 because they were positive on alert urine antigen. And so the hospital was like, well, it wasn't us because, like, it didn't match. And what we learned from the CDC is that just because you don't, like, serotype 1 might be there even if that's not the one that is identified, because there are so many little, like, cultures growing on the plate, and if you don't look at every single one, you might not know. So I've got, like, 30 seconds left, so we basically recommended that they start treating their freaking water. this is probably the best thing that could have happened to them, is they got one non-fatal case of Legionella. So, and they've been really cooperative in, like, working with us going forward and wanted to solve the problem. But that was a pretty glaring oversight. So that's all. Thanks.